إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. We talk about time management. And I say to people, when I'm running a time management course, we can't manage time because we try to manage time. Let me illustrate. If you were teaching somebody sailing, what would you teach him to manage? The wind and the waves or the sails? A good sailor is not the one who knows how to manage the wind and the waves, because nobody can manage the wind and the waves. A good sailor is the one who knows how to manage himself, how to manage his sails. What must he do when the wind direction changes? What must he do when he faces waves of a particular height or waves of a particular kind? A person who knows how to do that is a good sailor. The same thing applies to us in life. We read time management books, people write time management books, but the only people to whom time management books benefit are the ones who write those books. Because most of the people who buy those books don't apply what is written in those books. They try to spend their time managing time which cannot be managed. When we say managing time, we really are talking about managing ourselves, our schedules, our priorities. So let me give you a quick one on that. First of all, how do you know what to do first and what to do next? How do you know what takes precedence over what? We all have finite lives, we have finite days, 24 hours, everybody has the same 24 hours. So how do you prioritize? The secret of managing yourself is prioritization. How do you prioritize? You prioritize on the basis of your goal. So in order to be able to prioritize, you must first have clarity with regard to your goal. What is it that you want to achieve? So the first and foremost thing is to define. And when I say define, I mean write it down. Define what is your goal. What are you trying to achieve? The degree to which you can define that clearly, to that degree you have a competitive advantage over somebody else. So therefore, first step, define your goal. Second step, be aware of what you do today. So look at your life and measure everything that you do. Make a time log. What do I do from minute to minute, from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep? And then take those activities and map them against the goal and say, which of these activities help me to achieve my goal? Do those, leave the rest. That's why I say the secret of productivity is not the timetable, but the willingness, the discipline to follow that timetable. In the words of somebody else, I don't know, this is not my quote, but somebody else said, we must all suffer from two kinds of pain. The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. So discipline is the key. It's not the timetable, it's the willingness to follow that timetable. It is the discipline to follow that timetable. And the discipline to follow the timetable means the ability to say no. The ability to say that this thing I will not do because it does not fit in to the goal that I want to achieve. And when we say no, then we have to do that without worrying about anything other than the achievement of the goal. That's the reason why it's very, very important for us to be very clear in our minds. Productivity means to work. Productivity means to follow a schedule, to follow a timetable, to have the discipline to do that. Productivity means to focus on the right thing, which is yourself, not on time, not on anything else. As I gave you the example, a good sailor is not the one who spends his time trying to manage the wind and the waves, because he can't manage them anyway. A good sailor is the one who learns how to manage his boat, how to manage his sails, how to manage himself. And that is what I want to remind myself and you that let us work in a way which makes sense, not in a way that is the pretense of doing something good. The pretension of something good is not good. The actual good has to come by doing those things. And that is the key to managing ourselves. Focus on the goal and do only that which helps you to achieve that goal. Everything else, delete. JazakAllahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.